Hey everybody, it's Maria Boynton reporting today. My guest is Chinay Bullock. You're with the Chinookok tribe?
Yes, I am.
Now tell me about the Chinookok tribe.
The Chinookok tribe is in Long Island, New York, in Southampton, where, you know, most of the one percenters of this country go to vacay. Our tribe is still there, living on the land that we've lived on for 12,000 years.
About how many remain?
Well, that's a good question. There are over thousands of us that still remain in Long Island, but throughout the world.
You're in Atlanta. You have family here. Why are you here?
I'm here because I would like to start creating more awareness about not only the Chinookok Indigenous people, but all Indigenous people. You know, here in Atlanta, there is a great history of Indigenous people that live here and still live here. And I know that Atlanta is a big happening place. And so what better place to be to spread that awareness?
Indeed. So when we talk about Indigenous people, tell everyone what that means.
Well, Indigenous is kind of a word that we're kind of moving into in today's society to bring awareness that not only when you say Native American, because that kind of categorizes us to be in one specific place, but we never put borders anywhere between North America, Canada, and South America, and even in the islands around and in between. So that makes us Indigenous to the land in which we have always inhabited.
Indigenous People's March coming up on January 18th in Washington, D.C. Is this the first time you all are holding such a march?
Yes, this actually is a very historical march. I mean, there has been many marches for Native Americans, First Nations peoples, but this Indigenous March is actually to unite all of Indigenous people throughout the world, because there are a lot of injustices that we have within our communities that borders have been put up. A lot of things that are happening within the Chinookok community could even be happening with the Lower Muscogee Creek community here in Atlanta, could even be happening in Standing Rock. So we are looking to unite everyone to eliminate our borders of environmental injustices.
When we talk about some of the issues that affect the Indigenous people, I know it becomes basically a human rights issue, but what are some of those issues?
Well, one of the biggest issues right now, and it has actually hit the Senate floor in D.C., is the murdered, missing Indigenous women. You know, a lot of people don't realize that when there are social where there are environmental injustices happening to the land, women actually are also being harmed as well, because, you know, we bear children into this world. We possess and carry and produce some of the purest water. And when we produce a child, that water is broken and is put back into the land. And so when there's violence to the land, there's violence to the women. There are a lot of camps that a lot of these pipelines have set up throughout the country. And they are camped next to Indigenous communities. And a lot of our Indigenous women are going missing at the same time that these camps are being put up. And the numbers are increasing. And so we are demanding justice. We are demanding something happen. And so that is one of the issues, is the murdered, missing Indigenous women. Another issue is, of course, Native Lives Matter. Just like Black Lives Matter, we have a lot of police brutality. We have a lot of people that are being incarcerated or being murdered and killed for no reason at all. And because we have such a loud voice, but it's not heard, nothing's being done about it. So we are kind of bridging all of these injustices and, of course, honor our sacred land, honor our treaties. There is a trust responsibility that the federal government has to Indigenous people, specifically federally recognized tribes and state recognized tribes. But there are a lot of tribes that are not even being recognized at all and still have injustices that are happening to the land. The rivers that flow through this country, we all have to actually drink from, you know, this water. And so it's not an Indigenous issue. It's an environmental human rights issue. So these are the reasons as to why we're marching.
One of the lines from your campaign says, "We're still here." Why is that important to you?
It's important because if we are still living, I just had this conversation yesterday with a colleague, with a very good friend of mine about when I used to work in a museum. I've worked in the museum field for over 15 years as a historian. And you work alongside of, you know, some of the best in the academia, you know, from Harvard to Oxford. And they're still writing their dissertations as if we're extinct in a past tense, and I'm sitting in the cubicle next to them. So it's almost it's a paper genocide when you're writing or speaking about Indigenous people as if they are in the past when I'm sitting right in front of you. So it's when we say that we're still here, we are still here. We still have a seat at the table. And to watch what's happening to this land in which we have descended from and we have lived on for over 12,000 years and we don't have a say, we have to say that we're still here because you're still people are still trying to figure out how to go about this global warming, how to go about this climate change when we've lived in this area, we've lived in certain places of this world for an extensive amount of time to understand the history of the weather patterns, to understand how can we go about being stewards of this land again. So we demand to say that we are still here.
Talking to Janae Bullock, she is with the Chinook tribe. Today we're talking about what's happening on January 18th. It is the Indigenous People's March happening in Washington, D.C. Now, when you say we're still here, we look back and we see the movies, we see the TV shows of Native Americans. We used to say Indians, then we said Native Americans. Now we're moving toward Indigenous peoples. How do you aim to educate people to the aspect that you are still here and that, as you said, Indigenous lives do matter?
Well, one of the things, too, I mean, you just mentioned all the different terms that are being used to describe who we are. My ancestors would say Nadusawi Sakumpanayu Mashuna Tuyuskwa Wachi Pamanak Wachi Shinnecock. They would say what their name is and what part of the land that they come from. They really wouldn't say I am Native American or I am American Indian or I am an Indigenous. We have a lot of legal terms that classify who we are now, but it is important that we self-identify and we have the right to self-identity and self-determination, and we demand that right. That's why we say that we're still here.
We're talking about the Indigenous People's March. What should people know if they want to come?
Well, one thing you guys want to do is follow us on our Instagram and on our social media, Twitter and also Facebook, and it's at Indigenous People's Movement. We also have a website for indigenouspeoplesmovement.com, and it is a one-stop shop. It has everything from how to get to the march, when the march is, where it starts, where it ends, who's involved, the coalition, the different letters of support, what to bring, what not to bring, how to get involved if you want to get a bus, hotel information. It's a one-stop shop. We are currently still raising money to provide a staging, sound, different things that our elders are going to need, like tent. It's going to be cold. We know that. But we're prepared.
Well, it's happening the day before the Women's March. So are you all working together?
Well, we are actually, we are in support of the Women's March and they're in support of us.
Janae Bullock with the Chinook Tribe talking about Indigenous People's March coming up on January 18th, 2019.
Yes, I know. We're actually in 2019. Last year we were saying, oh, next year, 2019. Now we are here. We are still here.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.